the context of Christianity in India, few conversations ever invoke Agra. Even fewer invoke the Mughals. Yet, one of the oldest churches on the subcontinent not only belongs to this city, but only came about with enthusiastic Mughal patronage. Patronage that was neither political nor commercial. Instead, it was an honest expression of intrigue, respect, and acceptance of a religion alien to the land. In and of itself, this was a rarity in Mughal India. This story explores the journey of Agra's lesser-known gem, the Church of Akbar. You are listening to India Uncharted, History You Missed in Class, written by Amit Shandilya and narrated by Vijayan Menon. The Armenians were some of the first to turn Christian, long before Constantine's Council of Nicaea mainstreamed the religion in the Roman Empire. India would largely remain untouched by this new theology for centuries at this point. Not that India didn't have Christianity then. Kerala is said to have been introduced to it by one of the early apostles. But it still wasn't known outside of that region. The rest of India, mostly the Gangetic plains, remained unaware of this new cult for a long time. Armenian traders had been visiting India since antiquity. They came via overland routes, such as the Silk Route, through nations like Persia, Bactria, and Tibet. One of the earliest accounts of Armenian Christian merchants engaging in commerce with the Indian subcontinent comes from 370 BC. That's when the Athenian soldier-turned-historian Xenophon wrote the first-ever biography of Cyrus the Great, founder of the first Persian Empire, the Achaemenid Empire. The work was titled Cyropaedia. Albeit largely fictional, Cyropaedia referenced much of the world around Xenophon and is often seen as a reasonably authentic historical treatise. This text is one of the first to speak of Armenian traders in India. One prominent name in the story of Indo-Armenian relations is Thomas Kana. Traveling overland, this diplomat come
Sample complete. Ready to continue?